Welcome to Buy This Comic, the show where you keep the vital and vibrant medium of comics alive by infusing it with your hard-earned cash. I'm your host, Jason Mojica, and this week we are joined by Junie Ba. Hello, Junie.
Hello.
He is the writer and artist of Monkey Meat, a fantastical new anthology series published by Image Comics. The first issue is out now. We'll talk to Junie all about it right after this word from our sponsor.
Comics, they're not just for grown-ups anymore. Join the Hey Kids Comics Club, and every month we'll send you a new graphic novel for kids ages 6 to 10, plus a members-only zine with lots of fun stuff in it. Go to heykidscomics.net to learn more.
So, Junie, what is Monkey Meat, and what do you mean when you say anthology?
So it's a miniseries of 5 stories taking place in an island that's owned by a corporation that sells cans of monkey meat.
Mm-hmm. Literal monkey meat?
Utopian. Yeah, yeah, okay. Literally. The entire conceit is it's kind of like a cartoon series, very wacky concept where it's kind of a dystopian world, and that's basically all there is left to eat. Mm-hmm. And this corporation sells what's now the most rare and valuable type of food around. And thanks to that, they have become sort of a mix of like Disney and Amazon and all those really big companies that seem to be taking over the world. And so the island is filled with all the people who live thanks to this company. They live in what I described as a hyper-capitalist dystopian world. And so every issue is about one character living on this island where the company has done so many weird experiments to create new products that mm-hmm. the ecosystem is filled with creatures of all kinds and all kinds of weird supernatural occurrences. So every issue is about someone who lives there and who has to live with the consequences of this corporation basically destroying the world bit by bit.
Got it. But is there not a main character? Are there characters that are recurring through
yeah.
these stories?
So yeah. Because it all takes place in the same location, characters tend to come back. Mm-hmm. So a character who's a main character in one story will tend to be secondary or even just passing by in one panel and another. And the entire point is just to have like, it's a very humorous book, but also kind of a snarky satire of the way the world is going, I guess. Mm-hmm. So every character tends to be sort of an aspect of what our real world is starting to look like, but the straight up like the concept pushed to 11. Mm-hmm. So the first issue is about a character who tends to come back every other issue, who's called Lug. He works for the company, and the first issue is all about how he doesn't want to work for the company anymore, and he's extremely tired, and he's either gonna be left alone or he's gonna do something absolutely horrible to try and get out of it. Mm-hmm. And he comes back every other issue as a secondary character, just mm-hmm. so he can help also introduce other people who live in that world.
Got it. And now you started creating the Monkey Meat universe and putting out stories from it a few years ago, is that right?
Yeah, I was in high school, so that was about 10 years ago. God damn, that was 10 or 11 years ago now. From my grandfather mentioning eating monkey meat and me listening to gorillas way too much. And like, it basically just started with me drawing monkeys and all kinds of weird things. And then it took about 10 years to sort of figure out a world that I wanted to play with, in which I could basically do any kind of stories I want.
You started doing Monkey Meat stories 10 years ago? And you were in high school 10 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. I didn't realize you were such a young man.
I'm going to be 30 soon. So yeah, that was a little over 10 years ago.
Got it. Sorry, my heater here is on. I'm just waiting for it to kick back off. I meant to turn that off. Well, while I'm waiting for that, just a quick question, because I came across some of your I forget what you call them, kind of like poster comics.
Mm-hmm.
Were those things that you actually printed and posted up around?
The Hebrain ones.
Okay.
Well, they were meant for print. It was an idea with Gabe Soria, a comic book writer, of like just making one-page poster comics that people could get for free and print all around wherever they were living.
Uh-huh.
We made a few, and then we sort of like started moving to other things, and we lost track of it. I wonder if we're ever gonna like finish this.
Huh.
We were supposed to make at least 12.
Oh, that's cool. You know, Gabe was our last guest. The last episode of the show. So there you go. It's a small world, after all. Speaking of Disney. So in 2020, you put out a great graphic novel called Jellia, published by TKO. What would you say that you learned from that project that you're applying to Monkey Meat?
Process, especially. When I was working on Jellia, I was basically learning to make stories at mm-hmm. the same time. And learning to make books, like how to do all the technical things. So for Monkey Meat, it was more like Jellia was kind of like the big in movie terms, I guess this was the big movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Monkey Meat is more like shorts, like the type of like animated shorts you would have before a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the experience that I got from working on a big book, and I just applied it on the little thing that I can do in between while I'm working on the next big movie, basically. So Monkey Meat is my series of short stories just for fun. And they mostly are the result of like, I've learned enough technical things that I could dish out short stories in a rhythm that was fast enough and satisfying enough that I can make them and then move on to the next big thing. It was a palate cleanser for me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you describe it as, you know, shorts and just for fun, but also you've been working on it for, sounds like a decade. Is it something that you think you will continue to do for years to come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. The idea is just to sort of keep on making them for as long as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it with Image, because I want to have the flexibility of not having to worry about a publisher telling me, we need you to be able to make this many stories by this date, or mm-hmm. we want you to be able to make this content, as they love the word,
mm-hmm.
or for it to be adapted into anything. I wanted to be able to have this book where I can just make the thing and not worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And come back to it whenever I decide that I want to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of process, can you talk to me a bit about how you work? The art side, is it physical, digital? What are your tools? What is your process?
So I work on iPad. I've moved on to like fully digital by this point. Aside from like doodling certain things, like I have sketchbooks specifically for every project that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
But every final page is done digitally. And yeah, so usually I don't do scripts. I will have an idea of what the story will be. I will sort of divide it in bits in my head. And I will very often have a very long canvas on my iPad where I just draw the panels and take notes of what I want to have. And then it's more a process of like, the notes will then become sketches and the sketches will become full pages all on that super long canvas until I have the entirety of the issue laid out. And then I can make an actual full storyboard that I can work off of. Depending on whether I have an editor, I have to make it legible for other people. and then, you know, from the storyboard, I make the final pages and then the color and then the lettering. And then I sent it to the publisher, and I hope I didn't make any like technical mistakes. Because like the thing that tends to come back, well, not a lot, but like I will forget to make sure that I use the right color or the right shade of black for a certain thing because it doesn't necessarily print the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only part where I tend to have like a regular mistake. I think it's one of the aspects of like working all by myself.
Now, you mentioned lettering, but you didn't really get into writing, and it sounds like you're kind of a one-man Jack Kirby, Stan Lee process going on here, where you're drawing it first and then coming in and writing it later.
Sort of. Because, I mean, I guess it depends on the stories, but I've realized that I tend to, especially now, because like with Jelia, there was a lot of preparing things beforehand. A lot of doodling, a lot of writing the dialogue before I, or at least writing the dialogue as I'm laying out the scene. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Monkey Meat, the further I started going, the more I started noticing that I would tend to lay out an entire issue with a vague idea of what the dialogue would be. Mm-hmm. And then I would add the dialogue in, meaning that I started getting confident and I got the hang of it enough that I know sort of what situations require what type of discussions and what kind of dialogue I'm going to need, or captions and stuff like that. So it depends on the stories. But generally, yeah, this is why I don't do scripts, actually, because the writing happens through the art. Mm-hmm. I will draw a page and I will add the dialogue as I'm doing it. I won't make the dialogue with descriptions. The art comes first. Mm-hmm. with everything I make.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that when I've sold copies of Jelia at my store in Brooklyn, it's mostly been due to just opening it in front of someone. Mm. You know, just say, well, I can kind of describe it to you, but also just look at this. And then people just look at it and they go, oh, wow. And then they buy it. So there you go. So, you know, we were very lucky to have you contribute to this month's issue of the Hey Kids Comics zine. So thank you for that. It was great. It's great to have you. But the only reason I thought you might even be up for such a thing was because you were talking online about your excitement about working for another publication for kids called Monster Fun. Can you tell us what that's all about?
It's a magazine of comic books for kids from the UK. And I guess the thing for me is that I grew up reading magazines with comics in them. That's the big reason why I like comics. That's how I had my weekly fix.
What were those?
What
were those magazines?
I had one specific one, Mickey Mouse magazine.
Mickey Mouse.
It's a French publication. And they had both Disney comics and like various like comic strips of like one page pulled from whatever was popular at the time in regular comics for kids.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. So, this is in Senegal?
In Senegal at the time. So that we got the French publication.
Right.
And I was like, that was my introduction to a lot of different things. And so I think I have like a bit of a sentimental relationship to that aspect of making comics. Mm-hmm. So I like it when I have the opportunity to sort of like give back in a sense. Like I like this idea of making something that I know kids are going to be able to enjoy. Which I mean, you've seen the page that I did for the Write It, so you know how. I think it comes through in some way of like the. I actually had a bit of an issue of like, I didn't really know what I was going to do until I had this idea of what if you push the concept to the level of even giving the kid the opportunity to draw the comic, not just write the dialogue.
Right.
And that's kind of a continuation of how I used to approach comics when I was a kid. Like I would trace them and try to understand how they were made. So yeah, I like being able to do that for kids, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. And so you live in Paris, correct?
Montpellier, in the south.
Oh, okay. Are there any shops there that carry English language image comics? And if so, where's the best place to get a copy of Monkey Meat near you?
I think there is one shop in this city that does, but I haven't asked them. There is one in a city called Lyon, which is not too far from here, where they not only carried, they've asked me to come and sign a few copies. So,
Did you say Leon?
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm going there on like the 15th, I think. So that's gonna be fun. I don't
Yeah.
think I've ever done that before.
Oh no. That's very cool. Well, so if you're in France, head to the south of France, go to Lyon, and get a copy of Monkey Meat, number one, which is out now. In the States, it might be a little bit easier to find, so head down to your local shop and buy this comic. Actually, real quick, where can people find you online and keep up with all the various things you're working on?
So I'm usually more on Instagram and Twitter, and it's Junie Bao on both of them. And yeah, that's usually where I post things. I used to use Facebook, but it's kind of a cemetery by now, so I don't really post much of anything there anymore.
You're much too young to be using Facebook,
See, that's what's funny, because like when it came out, everyone was saying, like my dad and everyone in the generation above us was like, stop using this thing, like it's dangerous and everything. But now my entire generation has moved on to other things, and the dad's generation is using Facebook, and I live in like, what's it called again? Reverse world or something?
Bizarro world.
Yeah, bizarro world. Like it's really strange.
Well, there you go. Go follow Ginny on Instagram and Twitter, but not on Facebook. Well, Ginny Ba, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you listening in, please make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, and follow us on the social media. We are simply Buy This Comic, all one word. Goodbye.